When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here on the morning shift with Falcons. They are getting set to face the Vikings. And the question is, how will the Vikings defense try to attack this Falcons offense that, you know, we had a lot of turnovers last week?
Yeah, I think you look at their defense, they're really good. They're the best team in the league against the run. They're giving up under 4 yards a clip, under 100. I mean, under 90. They're 81 yards is what they're giving up. And, you know, when we were looking, we'll get to the passing game part of it, right? But when we just start with the run game, Mike, when we were looking at some of their stuff on film, they crowd the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they do. They do a nice job. And really, I think that affects. Honestly, I think it affects the pass game more than it does the run game. But you're right; they did multiple looks up front, kind of keep the offensive line guessing. And I think it's the way they go about it is they disguise it really well. I mean, we saw one earlier: the 8 guys in the line of scrimmage. It's against 11 personnel. I think they're playing the Bears, and they drop into like cover 2. I mean, from the line of scrimmage, 2 safeties dropping back into covering their deep quarters or whatever they're at. So it just they do such a nice job with Brian Flores of really disguising what they're trying to get accomplished and making the other offense kind of guess where they're going. And this is one of those games, man, where if we were better at screens, I'd be like, heavy screen week. It's just not what we do very well.
And this Vikings team is on a 5-game winning streak, and that came on the heels of back-to-back losses that they've been on. So far this season, the Falcons against teams with winning records – when they're above 500, they are 1-5. All other teams, they are 5-1 this season.
Yeah, that's not a good stat. That's not what I want to hear.
That's not what you want to hear.
It's
here to deliver the bad news. No, I'm just kidding.
But I'm gonna be positive for a second because I said I was gonna get to the other side of it. I think though that this defense might set up well for Kirk Cousins, because one of the things that I feel like he's done well this year is when teams are willing to come at him and show these weird, like Tampa Bay. Before we played Tampa Bay in week, was it 5? What were we sitting here talking about? Hey, Todd Bowles has been blitz happy. Todd Bowles is doing a good job of disguising where his blitzes are coming from.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things that Kirk Cousins, just take last week, throw it away, let's just talk about him as a whole. One thing I feel like he does really well at is when you come at him and you try to use these multiple looks, he's able to process, get the ball quickly. Apparently, the thing that Kirk Cousins isn't good at is when you can get 4 and drop and move guys around. And that's what really has given him trouble this, you know, in his career and especially this season.
I just think the irony is not lost on me that we sat here and talked last week about play action passes and he wasn't good. And I think the reason you're not good on play action passes, the first interception he throws on a play action pass, and one of the reasons why is because you're not trusting what your eyes are. You're not reading the defense very well. And we can go through each of the 4 last week, and I know it's been done, of saying, hey, this is the reason this was. There was a miscommunication on this one. Well, the scary part of that is that's what Brian Flores' defense is good at, is getting you to miscommunicate, showing you different looks, showing you a look up front, a blitz look, and then bailing, or showing you a non-blitz look and then coming and then doing different things, double A-gap defensive tackles and just different. They're just different all across the line of scrimmage and all the way back into the third level. So I'm having I don't know. If this, if we had not had last week happen, I'd be like, go ahead, Kirk, dice them up. You know, dice them up. Read who's coming. Listen, you're very cerebral. You can kind of look out and say, well, Harrison Smith blitzes at this percentage and Jonathan Bullard drops at this percentage or whatever. And after last week, I find myself really scraping the bottom of the barrel in terms of being able to look at this and think there's good situations. And I have to get rid of that mindset because that's what I'm hoping Kirk is able to do.
Well, it's going to be tough, too. Byron Murphy is lurking out there, Vikings corner. He is tied for third in the NFL with 5 interceptions this season. Of course, Kirk Cousins coming off a 4-interception performance last week. As far as the rest of this Vikings defense, well, Coach Raheem Morris, he thinks highly of the group.
At playing at a Pro Bowl level, you know, particularly their rush-ins and particularly Harrison. You know, Gilmore's out there still playing corner at a high level. They still got Harrison Smith playing at a high level. The green dot at the middle linebacker position, I believe, is playing at as high a level as anybody. And B-Flow, he has a way and he has a system. It's devised with smart football players, being able to go out there and have total understanding. Van Ginkel seems like he makes a play every single week on SportsCenter. So those guys play very well together. And, like, they know exactly what they're doing, and they do a nice job. He always has.
B-Flow.
Well, they to
Brian Flores, for those of you out there.
Tiff mentioned Byron Murphy in his 5 interceptions. I think you said they lead the league as a defense with 18 interceptions, coming off a 4-interception game, and you're last in the league with 13. That's not the good news you want to hear. Is there any way we can get Byron Murphy off the field and Fabian Moreau on the field? Because Fabian Moreau played here, and I think it was 21, and yeah, not so great. Maybe it was 22, but he played here a few years ago, and there was a lot that was left to be desired with his play on the field. He was a walking defensive holding call, but you know, all of that said, Kirk Cousins needs to take a deep breath and trust himself. He said, "Not trusting your eyes." He needs to trust himself and what he sees and what he reads. I think a lot of times quarterbacks. And I don't know. I want to ask Arch about this, but when we say they confuse me, did they confuse you or did you confuse yourself? Because you watch film all day, you break it down, you know what you're seeing, and are you not? If you said you're not trusting in what he saw initially, is that more of an issue than not? I mean, because I know that he's a cerebral guy. He remembers what he sees. He trust what you're seeing, right?
I think that there, if there's one moving part or two moving parts, I think that that's, I think you, that's a valid point. But I think when you have to looking at coverages as a quarterback, you have to take so many things into account. And what I mean is, like, just put yourselves in a quarterback's shoes. One of the things you're looking at, you're reading safeties, right? If this guy never makes it to the middle of the field, if this safety on the left never makes it between the hashes, you know, then I cannot try to throw the deep out or the fade ball, right? Because he's going to be able to cover that much territory. And maybe that's what your read is on a certain route concept. But maybe your second read relies on, this, if the safety doesn't do that, there should be some kind of in route or some kind of bench or something underneath, some kind of mesh point. Well, maybe underneath they've gone from man coverage to zone coverage or a pattern match or something like that. So now all of a sudden what you were trusting on the first read, you can't trust on the second read. And after that, your clock is ticking, right? Now all of a sudden it's getting down. Now you're on your third read trying to decide where the coverage is. And you still aren't sure what you're looking at. And I think that's one of the more difficult things in terms of going up against the Flores defense. They do all of it, man. They do all of it. So there's just so many different levels to it for Kirk Cousins. And you know that, mentally he's going to be as prepared as anybody. It doesn't mean he's going to trust his eyes.
So is this defenses now seeing the tape and trying to do something differently? Or is it something, again, on Kirk, like you guys mentioned, not trusting himself? If you look at the first 9 games, he is 17-7. That's the touchdown to interception ratio. The last 3 games, 0-6.
Yeah, and I think it's not just I was listening to Andy and Randy yesterday, Tiff, and this is a direct answer to your question, is I don't think it's just him. Randy did a good job of breaking down the interception, which was the pick 6 between where Kirk throws the bench route essentially to Darnell Mooney. And Randy was like, look, Kirk read zone, which it was, and Darnell Mooney ran man. And on that man route, you run to that sideline, right? And what Kirk was expecting Darnell to do was to sit down in that zone there and then the ball hits him. I'm not blaming Darnell, and I'm not blaming Kirk, because I don't know. I don't know what their communication is, but that is called a miscommunication, right? And yeah. and so are you're not, you know.
You can't put it all on, you know.
Either
on
one.
Him. Yes, yes.
Because they're seeing two different things, and who saw it right and who saw it wrong is kind of the question. So that's not something you want to see, though, coming off the bye week.
Lord, no. And the thing is, sometimes, guys, I know this is hard for some people listening and to stomach. Sometimes defense coordinators get you. Sometimes they've gone and looked at their own film and say, hey, when we show pressure, when we show double A-gap mugs with the linebackers, right, the quarterback thinks we're going cover zero, and he thinks we're in man coverage, right? And it's honestly could have been what happened. And then all of a sudden you say, hey, what we'll do is we'll come up with double A-gap mugs this week against Kirk. He's going to be so well-studied, he's going to think we're in man coverage, and we'll just drop in a zone. We'll just run the picket fence zone right behind him. We'll make sure we get in all those alleys, right? And there's a lot of self-scouting going on the defensive side of things as well that is designed specifically to confuse a guy like Kirk Cousins. And so it is. There's a little bit of everything that goes on. The point I wanted to come back to, though, is that happens once in a game, and you're like, man, hey, he got me on that one. Happens twice, you're like, man, he really got us on those, you know. When you start to get to four, you're like, man, he really ain't trusting what he's seeing, or they have completely revamped the looks that they...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
They are giving him, so...
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.